Welcome to episode 234 of Two Dirty Gala Bookmakers. I'll be talking about fiction in minute 5. Before getting into what I've been doing in bookbinding, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about something you might be interested in. It is the Tokyo Bookbinding Club. Now, the Tokyo Bookbinding Club is about 20 years old. I believe it was started in about 1999. And it has exhibitions, workshops, and studios where you can learn things. And one of the first exhibitions they're having in 2020 is ongoing from 2019, and that's the World Book Design 2018-2019. It goes until March 29th, 2020, so 2 or 3 more months. There's also an exhibition, the Seihon Cafe Tokyo 2020. This goes on, it's only one day. It's on from February 8th. It's only 7 or 8 hours and in Tokyo. And you can see some different books from different people, different binders, 12, I believe. And there's another class, March 28th, from October of last year to March 28th of this year. It's another bookbinding workshop. The reason I tell you about the Tokyo Bookbinding Club is that Mark Cockrum, I believe, is a member. He's in England, and he has classes starting on Japanese binding, Yotsume Toji and Fukuru Toji, with sake. And as I can attest, working on books and drinking sake at the same time is a crackerjack idea. So if you want to go find out more about Mark Cockrum's classes, they're in the evening classes. I believe he is also related to Studio 5 Book Arts. From the Tokyo Bookbinding Club to London, you can learn how to make books. Studio 5 is located on Church Road in Barnes, London, UK. So check that out. Studio 5 Book Arts. And now, what have I been doing? In bookbinding this week, I made a A6 size blank notebook with about 7 signatures. It has about 105 pages, bookmark, and kimono-esque cover. It also has rounded corners. I was trying to make the cover with rounded corners. I succeeded 2 out of 4 times, which I think is 50%. It's better than a lot of baseball players who hit less than 500 when they go to bat. So it came out good. I liked it. You can see pictures over at tidodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Also, in the next week or so, I hope to have a movie up on YouTube, TDGB33. You might want to check in about a week to see if that's up. About the same book, so you can see the color of the book and the inside, I believe, as I go from sewing it to casing it in. TDGB33 on YouTube. And it's available for purchase for the nominal fee. A6 size, that's what I did in bookbinding. Plus, on the computer for bookbinding, I made 2 schedules. I have to print them out and case them in, of course, but that's what you do when you start. First, you put it on a computer and make sure everything is right, and then you print it out. And so far, I haven't printed it out. I'm still checking to make sure every date is right. And, of course, this year in Japan, they've moved a bunch of holidays around to coincide with the Olympics, which start sometime in July. I believe the 24th of July, the Olympics start. And they moved a sports day from October to July. And C-Day, which is the second Monday in July, they moved to the fourth Friday so that everything matches up with the Olympics. So I have to make sure all those are right and the dates and the holidays are correct for 2 years, 2020 and 21. So that's what I've been doing in bookbinding. I made a book. I'm planning to make 2 books in the next week. Now let's mosey on over to fiction. I heard a podcaster say something about writing fiction and how to make money writing fiction, and his comment was, write genre fiction, so write about zombies or ghosts or war or romance, one of those genre. Write often, write quickly, and get a good cover. That seems to be the most important. Get a good cover and publish, 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 publish. Some of the writers he suggests every week or every month. Podcaster I was listening to publishes a book independently every 28 days. So how does that affect me? Well, I was looking at my genre. I was looking at my genre book that I'm trying to finish by the end of this century. And what I kept doing is going back and rewriting it to make it stronger. What I should do is finish it. So I've decided to have what I have and then finish it because it's almost finished and then immediately get on to the next one. Also, the other podcaster is talking about making goals. If you have a goal then you can, or a deadline, you can hear them whoosh, past when they go by and you still haven't completed it, but at least you know where you think you're going. So if you want to have this book finished, you should write a deadline this month or 2 months. So I wrote a deadline for my genre book, which is called Fear Itself, and I have to finish it in the next 3 weeks. So I've been working hard on that. Fear Itself is scheduled to be finished in 3 weeks or so. And another book that is almost finished, I have scheduled to finish 2 weeks after that. So in the next 5 weeks, I'll finish two books. One is genre and one is not genre. I don't know what you'd call it. I guess because it's not genre, you'd call it literary fiction, but I don't know what I'd call it. It's about people doing things in a strange situation. It's about people. It's not so much about a genre. So that's what I've been doing in fiction, is I've been typing, thinking, and writing as much as I can on Fear Itself to finish it by the deadline. If I finish it by the deadline, I perhaps can finish the other one by the deadline too. So I've been working when I am usually relaxing. Now I am writing, which I think is a wise choice if I want to finish it, especially if I want to finish it by the deadline and not by the end of the century. So that's what I've been doing in writing. And in fiction, I am planning to make two more books, scheduled books. And last week I made a blank notebook. So I might make another blank notebook because I like the interior. It's blank, but it has page numbers. And I like the A6 size format. I might put a strap to keep it closed. I'm not going to be using kimono cloth as a cover because I've run out. Making three more books in the next week or so and finishing two novels in the next 2 to 4 to 5 weeks. That is what I've been doing in fiction and bookbinding. And I hope you check out the Tokyo Bookbinding Club or Mark Corcoran's Studio 5 Book Arts for learning how to make Yotsume Toji or other Japanese bindings, and enjoy sake. Thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. Bye now.